was sort of getting borderline 2014-15, but it was a huge, huge, massive release for We All Want To. In the studio, I'm joined by We All Want To themselves, that is Skye Staniford. Good morning, Skye.
Good morning, Kim.
Come up very... Actually, you know what I haven't done? Because you're on the other mic, because we've got to play live, and I've actually put you onto another microphone. There you go. You're on number three.
Hello.
Now. Hello. You sound absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, likewise.
And speaking of absolutely gorgeous, and it's got the most distinctive tones to Australian music to what we know today.
It's one way of saying it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Tim Stewart. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for me.
Beck's not here. She's dipping her toes in the sands and looking after kids and swimming and flaking around as they do at this time of the year.
Yes. Well, lucky Beck. But I was, missing her presence and her colourful dresses and hair.
Yeah, but you got me with my hair.
Your hair's
We've both got the same hair.
Big. Yeah.
It is. Well, the thing is, we always try to cloud each other like eclipses with our hair. So we're thinking of changing our photo page on the Facebook page on the Friday Neon, having big hair in the way this time. So that's the idea.
Nice.
We've sort of got it all devised. But you two have been working very hard to get this show up and running because you're playing opposite each other tonight. From one venue to the other on Boundary Street in West End.
Yeah, Boundary Street is literally a boundary. So I'm playing at the Bearded Lady early on, 7 o'clock. This guy's playing at Max Watts Front Bar a bit later, 8:45.
Yep.
So this is like a big day out. You can just run from one gig to another.
Yeah.
I can't miss Tin's show. So is this sort of like a friendly rivalry with this one?
No, it's completely accidental.
Coincidence.
Actually. Yeah. It's a coinkydink.
Yes. So I'm going to hijack his set and then he's going to hijack my set.
Wouldn't it be interesting if you dragged the crowd away from Max Watts over to the Bearded Lady and have you do a performance duo with Tim and then bring the crowd back to Max Watts? What concept's never been done before?
It's going to be tricky.
We've got to do it without getting in trouble from the venues.
We're just trying to generate excitement on Boundary Street.
Well, that means you can actually equate it because you can also bring the Bearded Lady crowd into Max Watts.
Mm. That's true.
I think there's a sort of duality there.
And we might have enough time to devise a bit of a flash mob routine.
Ooh.
Mm.
Love that. It's going to be right in West End.
In transit. As a group.
So you've been working hard this year, both of you, with solo but also moving house, which you've been doing, Skye.
I've moved it quite a few times this year.
And the haze is now sort of on its residue. Is it still pumping away?
It's old news, but I guess it's pumping away if you happen to have it on.
Yeah, that's true. So what's new then with We All Want To?
Well, we're kind of like she's got tons of songs. I've got tons of songs. We just haven't put them through the band yet. So we're going to start a strict regimen of band rehearsals and practices and try and get all our new songs up and running. So make a new album.
Mm. It's a bit of a refinement because you've got to sort of, chop things out and throw things in and throw things out. Has it been an easy process with this one after The Haze? Because of the success of The Haze, and you don't want sort of that idea of how I'm going to try and up from that album.
No, you got to move sideways from it, I think. So
like a crab.
Yeah. So we'll scuttle sideways a little and make an album which isn't like The Haze. I don't know, maybe a bit more expansive again, like say the previous one, Come Up Invisible.
So what would be the muse then? Because you would have one muse for The Haze. Are you going to sit in a different environment just to go sideboards, if you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Well, a little. It's going to be a little bit more, maybe lo-fi.
It might be a bit more like Skye's playing the electric guitar in the band now, and so
that's different.
I'm going to move on to the acoustic a bit more and sort of shake things up that way, maybe.
And that would actually make a different sound then, if that's because both of you, it sounds like it's out of your comfort space here.
It is a little bit.
Yeah.
Tim's been teaching me how to just add some flavour instead of sort of chugging through every song from start to finish.
Like you're in the Ramones.
Yeah, totally.
You got your tight black jeans on, leather jacket. Well, how would you do it with your with the electric guitar then, Skye? Adding the flavours, what is it that you've discovered on the electric guitar than you would say normally on an acoustic?
Well, just because we've got Aaron Bull in our band, which is a real coup because he's a bit of a genius and he's got, you know, a million pedals, but he's not a wanker with them. He's very tasteful and creative, and then Tim does what he does. So instead of me sort of playing straight up rhythm with all of that, which would just be like smooshing all the colours into brown, I've been doing just like one beautiful, tasty chord that rings out instead of 20 in quick succession. Does that make sense?
Total sense.
It's like a sunburst.
So you're finding more sunbursts. Yeah, my mouth is watering now. Do you find that then you're discovering new chords, and say if you're listening to music, you discover that same chord in a classic song?
My word, yes. And that's what you start listening for as well. For the first time in my life, I've been listening for those little guitar parts, because there's a singer or a percussionist, I usually am not listening for that. But, yeah, Tim's making me learn chords like B, flat, minor, something.
With the progression over seventh.
Yeah.
Something like that. So your fingers are now wet. Like, you can actually expand your hands a little bit more like a pianist hand. Is that
Absolutely.
What you found?
Yeah. Yep. And I've been stretching them out in yoga as well. So my fingers are just like, my hands have grown.
9 foot stretch.
Yeah. That's, but
yeah,
I taught myself how to play guitar. So all of my chord shapes are really backwards. And yeah, I think Tim goes pretty cross-eyed when we're practicing guitar together.
And Tim, because you're progressive on, I guess, both guitars, but mainly on the electric guitar, but we've seen you doing a lot of acoustic things in the past as well.
Yeah.
Was it easy for you then, just going straight onto the acoustic side?
As in solo? For
the new project, this new
sort of like
album.
Once you've got three electric guitars, you're all fighting for space, kind of thing, sonic space. So you look at a band like the Pixies, and like one guy's on the acoustic all the time, or in fact the Breeders as well, and there's one person playing electric, and everyone's got their zone, sort of thing. So it actually makes more sense and makes it easier for everyone.
So if you're in a band, I mean, it's pretty much a natural, organic, and awareness, intuitive, in other words. So even though it's fairly new to being in this new role, even though you're familiar with it, it's fairly new, but you're also intuitive with each other.
Well, that's what you've got to learn. So that's the major number one secret of it, you know, getting a good sound as a band, is you all learn to sort of understand each other's, you know, sonic space and what you need to put in and what you need to take out. So it's actually a really, really hard thing to learn, but if you can master it, then you're on fire.
Okay. Now, Sky, we'll let you start first, because you're going to play a track taken from The Haze. You're going to do acoustically. Then we're going to get Tim to play his brand spanking new one.
Brand spanker.
That's going to be absolutely world first here at 4ZZZ Friday Neon, and it's recording as well. So I've got my date stamp on that. So we're going to have Sky Staniford. She's going to play her first number live in 4ZZZ Friday Neon. This one's called Remove the Arrow.
Correct. Okay. Just kick it off.
So I've got to sing as well. Is there a mic? Oh, sorry, just sing to this one. Sorry. Sound check. You should see it.
Oh God. We've got a microphone that needs Viagra. Hang on.
No, you've got to play too.
You should see the studio here. Oh, if only we had a camera.
You better take charge of that.
Hang on.
Hey.
Don't leave me hanging. I was the one.
know we're older now, but I was the one.
I'm the only one in the studio. I'm allowed to clap.